Have you ever learned anything significant except through pain or suffering or failure? Think about it. Are you thinking? Your honest answer would have to be no. Of course, you and I learned how to add and subtract without much pain, right? And we learned the basics of mechanics, righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, and how to tie our shoes without much suffering. But the cruxes of life seem to always require that 2x4 upside the head to really learn and grow. I have spent a lifetime asking God, why suffering? Why pain? And I've spent a lifetime running from it. After all, who wants suffering and pain, right? These days, I don't seek out pain, and I certainly don't welcome it, but I recognize its purpose. And that perspective makes life an entirely different ballgame. So I ask you this, are you in pain? Are you facing insurmountable obstacles? Have you received a devastating diagnosis? Or are you broke or broken or breaking or brokenhearted? Did someone steal your dream? Are you aimless and hopeless? Are you suffering from a great loss? If so, I honor you, my friend. Come here a second. Sip on a little tea with me and let's talk. Now, I could give you the pep talk and tell you that everything's going to be just fine. I could try making you feel better in the moment, but oh my goodness, it's much bigger than that. Flip it. Flip what you're making pain mean. You're currently facing two choices. You can wallow in the pain and sorrow and invite your friends along with you and the neighbors to join your pity party. Or you can acknowledge that it is what it is. So how will you allow this to catapult you forward? What? Am I nuts? That's what you're thinking, isn't it? How can pain catapult you? I hear you. Life is about embracing and growing and expanding, not shrinking and withdrawing. You know this. And most of all, life's a choice, a God-breathed choice. He gave that to you, so use it wisely. Choose to use your pain and your sorrow to advance you and the people in your life. You see, your pain is part of your story of overcoming and breaking through. Be strong, my friend. Be bold. Do not choose the victim route. Life's way too short for that. This day is a precious gift. James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3 tells us, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Pain has its purpose, and its purpose is positive. So I want you to pour all your focus into its lesson and its blessings, not into its discomfort. It's your choice, right or left, and your choice will create your reality. This is your buddy Rob, and this is love and encouragement for my little old family viewers. Let's go make this day count.